Shalom Aleichem, everyone. On Rosh Chodesh Nissan, which is also a preparation day for Parshas Vayikra, very confusing. What do we talk about on a day like this? It needs a little bit of guidance, so let's talk about a little about Vayikra, a little about Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and maybe even a little bit about the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. Parshas Vayikra, I have to tell you, I have an old kasha, which is more and more disturbing as time comes on. It's not disturbing, it's disturbing that I don't know the answer. And I have a Maramachim, but I have to understand what he says. Well, let me explain what I'm talking about. Very often, we have Gezeiras HaKasos. Let me give you an example. Let's say I would tell you that the Torah says, eat matzah b'chaydesh harishon. I would say the following. Chaydesh harishon is mamayit chaydesh hasheni. There's no mitzvah in the second month. Chaydesh HaShlishi Minayi in the Heilos, and it's on the third month. Oh, we need another pasuk. So you would tell me, that's ridiculous. When it's Chaydesh HaRishon, it means Chaydesh HaRishon and nothing else. Not a miyut to exclude Chaydesh HaShani. Chaydesh HaRishon means Chaydesh HaRishon. I agree with that. Of course that's so. There's not much to talk about. Because of that, I don't understand the Rashi in the beginning of this week's parasha on Pasuk Gimel. I don't understand it. It says a korban olah has to be a zachar, a male animal. Rashi says lemuute nekeva. It's a miut. Look at that. Rashi says memayir nekeva. Okay, maybe the lashon is not dafka. It means a zachar. It means a zachar. But then Rashi says lemuute nekeva. Kshu aime zachar lamata. Lemuute tumtum adragonis. Says a second time zachar. Oh, that's memayir tumtum adragonis. What do you mean? If Zachar and Ma'itum to Ma'adragonis, they only need two Zachar to Ma'itum to Ma'adragonis. Zachar means Zachar. And Zehu. And you don't need, well, what's the Pshanu Rashi? Two Miyutim. And the same problem in Mesechtis Bava Kama, Olayim Bava Kama. And it says that there's a din of bar. V'nafal shama shar oichamar. A bar is a hole in the ground that someone dug. And if afterwards a shar, an ox, or a chamar, or a donkey fall in, you have to pay. So he said, the Gemara, a famous Gemara, shar, v'layodam, chamar, v'laykelim. You only have to pay for an animal that falls in. A person falls in, you don't have to pay. If a kelim fall in, you don't have to pay. Only shar, v'chamar, you have to pay. Why do you need shar, v'layodam? Chamar v'leikelim. Why two psukim? I don't get it. V'nav v'sham v'shar chamar. If animals fall in, you have to pay. No, a person is not an animal. A keli is not an animal. It excludes everything. This is especially difficult because the Gemara, and even in Chesam Adbez, and Tesam and Avim Bava Kama, says that if food falls in and gets ruined, you're also potter. We don't say shar v'layadam shar v'kelim. We need something else to exclude food. So it says there, no, food is included in kelim. What do you mean food is included in kelim? It's not that food is included in kelim. Instead of it says shar and it says chamar, it means nothing else. Food is not a donkey and food is not a chamar. This whole sugya is somewhat disturbing. Well, learn Baba Kama. I mentioned to Rav Elia Katz this difficulty that I have all the years with many different series that causes, where it works this way. So if Katz told me that Rabbi Chanan, the Kavi Shurim Psachim, Ois Tezayin, addresses the question, which indeed he does, and he seems to say this depends on two shittas, there to Girsois and Taisus in Psachim, Lo Yira Lecha, there's the is of having chametz, your chametz is aser. Hegdish is not aser. And the non-Jews is not aser. Is that lecha, one pasuk, excludes anything that's not yours? Hegdish and acherim? Or do you need two psukim? Two gersais and taisvis. Which means taisvis really is presenting the two sides of what we're talking about. What is Rav Elchanan's teretz? I don't know. So, if you're really serious, and these questions really bother you, you'll look up to Rabbi Chanan, you'll understand it, And you'll send me an explanation of what Rabbi Elchanan means to say, which I have some difficulty with, in may kaitzer daiti, not because of any chesaron in the Rabbi Elchanan, but because of chesaron in me. So anyway, that is the kasha regarding Parshas Vayikra. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. I'm going to give you a question. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not going to get to an answer today. I do hope on Matzah Shabbos to get back to this question and give an answer, but it's a little too elaborate for a short call. But the question is so compelling that I'm going to say it here. Is Machlokes Megmar Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph if the Tishrei Nivra Olam or the Nissan Nivra Olam? Was the world created in Tishrei? Was the world created in Nissan? Tosfos later in the Masechta says, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim, that the world was created in Machshava and Tishrei. God, Kaviyachol, decided to create the world in Tishrei. And b'maisa, physically, Kaviyachol, God created the world in Nisan. And that's why our calculations of Birchas HaChama, our astronomical calculations, go from Nisan. As you know, we say Birchas HaChama every 28 years, when the cycle of the sun returns to its origin, and that is in the beginning of the month of Chodesh Nisan. So we understand that Tishrei Nivra Olam Nisan physically was created in Nisan. Well, my difficulty is this. Why is it that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the fact that that's the beginning of the world. We commemorate it by having Rosh Hashanah. The Torah tells us Rosh Hashanah. We say, Zehayam Tchilas Ma'asecha, Zikaron Liyam Risha, and we call the day the beginning of creation. We say, Hayom Haras Olam, today is the conception of the world. It's very Gishmak. Haras is conception. It's the Mashava, not the Maisa. Of the world, we commemorate it. It's very befitting. We do Cheshvan HaNefesh. We do everything as is appropriate for the beginning on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Here I am, sitting in Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and nobody's talking anything. We have nothing to do with the fact that this is the beginning. The world began as we know it today. On Rosh Chodesh Nissan, there's no commemoration, nothing. It's a regular Rosh Chodesh. Why is it that way? Why isn't the Tchilas HaBriya commemorated on this day? It's even more difficult. Because the halacha is, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. It's also to fast. Rosh Chodesh is a Ksas Yom Tov. It's also to fast on Rosh Chodesh. There's one Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to fast. It's in, I believe it's Taf Reish Pei in Shulchan Aruch. One Rosh Chodesh you're allowed to fast. Rosh Chodesh Nissan. It's not only that, you're allowed to fast. It's a Tainis HaTzadikim. It's the day Dod of an Avi who died. Tainis HaTzadikim. Tzadikim fast today. So somehow this Rosh Chodesh is less than the other Rosh Chodeshim. This Rosh Chodesh is a bigger beginning. It's less? Makes no sense. Makes no sense at all. Why should it be that way? And the fact is that it is a Yom HaSchol. It is a day of beginning. It is a day of beginning. Chodesh Nissan when Klal Yisrael, Chodesh Nissan when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and it's when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, and it's when the Mishkan was put up for the first time on a permanent basis. There are a lot of Aschalas that happened in Nissan. The Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash was in the Chodesh of Nissan, and only that the weather, the atmosphere is the atmosphere of Aschalah. So why don't we commemorate it? Okay, two very tired, two difficulties, two questions that I have. For the third piece, let me tell you a Meshech Chachma Parshas Boy, an old favorite in the sense that it's side Gadol Mi'ayd. To give a Hakdama, before the current effort to raise awareness of problematic mezuzahs and flatbush began, there was a meeting at Rav Hill David's house with about, I think it was about a dozen rabbanim and flatbush that were there. Rabbanim who had some, for whatever reason, they had some connection to the mezuzah issue. Rabbi David spoke. Rabbi David said that a lot of people have puzzle mezuzahs in our neighborhood. I don't know what's going on elsewhere. Flatbush, many, many people have many puzzle mezuzahs. He said, until today, they were on Nusim. They bought in a place they assumed was good, and they were oinous. Once it becomes clear that the puzzle mezuzahs in the area, anybody who's lazy to follow up on it, he's no longer has a patur of Einus. He quoted a tshuva in the Rav Pa'alim to this effect. And Zehu, that's the idea that Rabbi Data spoke about. Neshe Chachma talks about this in the context of two things. Number one, the fact there's an obligation to check mezuzahs. The Mishkan of Yaakov says, why don't you go according to the Chazaka, it's still good. He's allowed to check it. He says, why is that different than checking traces in an animal, which we understand is only a chiyuv d'rabbanan? And why is checking mezuzahs a chiyuv d'oraisa? That's one question, Mishkan of Yaakov's question, which the Meshe Chacham agrees. The Meshe Chacham is on the in Parshas Bayin, the Pasuk Miyamin Yamima. Question number two, and this is why I'm mentioning it, he talks about the Lishma, L'shem Matzis Mitzvah of Matzah. What is L'shem Matzis Mitzvah? Is it like a carbon has to be Lishma? Actually, Rashi and Chumir says, L'shmaratem es ha-matzis, that it's a Shmira that it shouldn't become Chametz stick. If the Meshe Chachma, why do you need Matzis Mitzvah only for the Kazayis on the night of the Seder, the two nights of the Sedarim? You're not allowed to have chametz any time. Why is there a din shmira the first or the first and second nights and not the rest of the yantif? And for the Meshech Chachma, isn't what he says. He says, Einus is a p'tur. Unsa command alo yavid. Somebody doesn't have erev b'einus, it's like he didn't do it. He's p'tur. He says, unsa command alo yavid, that makes sense. Unsa command avid, this Lashon Yerushalmi. Unsa command avid layamir. And to say Einus is like you did something, no. He says like this, by treifus, if you ride on, rely right animals on that treifus, if it did happen that someone ate a treifa, he's an einus. He relied, the Torah says you can rely on rive. It's command level. It's like he didn't eat treifus, he's clean. However, by checking mezuzahs are mitzvahs haseh. If you're an einus, if you have a pasul mezuzah of einus, so you're not punished for having a pasul mezuzah v'ainus. However, you're still missing the mitzvah. Once a commander of it, it's like you did the mitzvah, v'yamina. Only comes the commander loy of it. But a mitzvah saseh is different than a mitzvah loy saseh. And I say you got to make sure. With this is geshmak, it's the answer to the mitzvah of matzah. Really, you could rely on matzah didn't turn chametz. If you did it the way you're supposed to do it, without special kavanas. By a mitzvah assay of matzah, the first night, or the first two nights, a mitzvah assay to Rabbanon, unsa command of it lay aminon, if you relied that you did things in a way that generally doesn't turn to chametz, it could be you're an einus, and there's no punishment for eating chametz. And that's why the rest of Pesach, you don't need l'shem, you just need to do it the right way. However, by mitzvah saseh, no such thing. A mitzvah saseh, if you're an einus, you're in big trouble. You're still missing the mitzvah. There's no punishment, but you're still missing the mitzvah. You don't have the mitzvah. Ah, absolutely good. Holiday comes out very beautifully. By the matzis mitzvah, you need l'shem matzis mitzvah. The rest of the time, you don't need l'shem matzis mitzvah. Now, those who use hand matzis, maybe some hand machine matzahs too, but certainly the hand matzahs, they're all the shei matzahs mitzvah. That's the way they're made. So there is a mitzvah kiyumis, all Pesach to eat, according to the Gaon. But the ikur is for the beginning. And therefore, by a mitzvah saseh, you have to be super duper careful, even if you have a good excuse. I bought it from a firm person, he said, oh, he had, I relied on chazakis, that's good, it's fine. It's a good excuse, you're right. The Shemayim, they won't punish anybody. But the mitzvah, you're still missing the mitzvah. It comes to the mitzvah of matzah, it comes to the mitzvah of estrogen, it comes to the mitzvah of shayfer, it comes to the mitzvah of mezuzah. You have to be absolutely sure that it is properly done. And with that, I wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Chodesh Nissan, a Chodesh of renewal, the perfect time to undertake. Those who are starting a Bein Hazmanim, take a Bein Hazmanim Masechta. You're ashamed to learn Bikiyas the whole year because you're in a place that has a catchy disease where they don't know how to cover ground. But now you're out of there. You're in a place with a normal environment. Cover ground. Learn up some blot. Don't be ashamed. No one will see you. If you want, hide in the basement to the shul and cover blot. Learn. take a bit of zman and from that you'll steig. A good Shabbos, a good Chaydish to one another.